Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, my name is Rowan, and I sent in my story quest suggestion titled Cursed Cathedral. I hope you enjoy.
Asparagus Clog was an extraordinarily ordinary 10-year-old boy. He lived with his dad, Albatross Clog, at the top of a green and white striped lighthouse in the peaceful city of Cheesmouth. You may think that Cheesmouth may have gotten its name from the people who lived there, that they were partial to the odd slice of Red Leicester. But you would be wrong. Cheesmouth was named so because it's the place where the River Cheese meets the Quadratic Ocean. But anyway, life for Asparagus at the top of the green and white lighthouse was perfectly pleasant, albeit a little uneventful. To pass the time when he wasn't at school, Asparagus would invite his two best friends, Ember November and Mouse Montgomery, to hang out in his room and take turns telling each other outlandish stories. Ember was a tall, pale girl with short, spiky brown hair that faded to a vibrant orange at its sharp tips, whilst Mouse was a small blonde boy with the thickest black glasses of this side of the River Cheese. Together, the trio liked to call themselves the Adventurners, although in reality, the most adventurous thing any of them had ever done was when Asparagus accidentally ordered a medium curry instead of a mild. He made sure to never repeat that mistake again. As I was saying, the Adventurners like to take in turns telling each other stories. Stories about knights in shining armour, wizards and witches, and even tales of aliens in flying saucers. But these amazing stories were never written down. Once they were told, they were gone forever. Only Asparagus, Ember and Mouse could ever know the amazing world that existed within their imaginations, and they were absolutely fine with that. This, however, is where this particular story actually begins. I wasn't told by any of the Adventurners, and don't ask me how I know it, seriously, but I do. You'll just have to trust that everything I tell you is the truth, alright? Let's get started. It was just another extraordinarily ordinary Tuesday morn. No, it was a Thursday, wasn't it? Yeah, right, sorry, my bad. It was just another extraordinarily ordinary Thursday morning in Cheesmouth. Asparagus Clog was sound asleep, gently snoring as he dreamed of whatever ordinary 10-year-old boys usually dream of. Tap, 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 ugh, grunted Asparagus, his eyes slowly yawning open. Not now, Stephen. The tapping persisted. Tap, 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 tap. Fine, all right, you win. My alarm isn't supposed to go off for another. Asparagus checked the bright green numbers on the clock beside his bed. 13 minutes. That's 13 more minutes I could have been asleep. Asparagus made a point of looking displeased as he rolled out of bed, stood upright, stretched, and shuffled over to the circular window on the other side of his room at the top of the green and white striped lighthouse. Tap, 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 tap. All right, Stephen, I'm coming, I'm coming, moaned Asparagus as he creaked open the porthole. In flew Stephen, a seagull who Asparagus rescued from a gang of bigger birds when he was just a chick. Yes, there's some fish on the table. I have to go and meet Ember and Mouse before school, so you'll have to be quiet whilst I'm out so Dad doesn't hear you. Stephen squawked in agreement as Asparagus pulled his sky blue t-shirt over his head without putting a single hair out of place. He bounced down the stairs, grabbed some toast on his way out the front door too. "Morning, A," said Ember. She called Asparagus A for short. "Oh, morning, Ember," Asparagus replied. He called Ember Ember because, well, that was her name. "Have you seen the news?" Ember asked. "What news?" Asparagus said, slightly puzzled. "Oh boy," Mouse chimed in now. "There's been another incident at St. Martin's." St. Martin's was the cathedral in central Cheesmouth. It was a big, imposing structure with a long, pointed steeple and was built in the 1600s, so it was pretty old. In fact, it was so old that around 10 years ago, people were banned from setting foot inside it because it was deemed too unsafe. "What type of incident?" asked Asparagus. "Well, it seems like some of the other older kids at school broke in again, and now they've all forgotten how to speak," replied Ember. "I suppose that's not such a bad thing," joked Asparagus. "Maybe you should take a visit, Mouse." "Yes, very funny," said Mouse, rolling his eyes, his thick glasses magnifying them, which made them look like two footballs rotating towards goal. "Are you not scared that St. Martin's might be cursed?" "Cursed?" Asparagus exclaimed. "This isn't one of our stories, Mouse. This is real life. Things don't get cursed in real life, right, Ember?" Contemplated Ember. "It does seem a bit spooky. These are the 12th group of kids to break into the cathedral and then lose the ability to speak. Is that not a bit suspicious?" "I'm sure there's a perfectly reasonable explanation," replied Asparagus. "I guess we'll never know," shrugged Ember. "I mean, we could know," Mouse quietly suggested. "What was that?" asked Asparagus. "Well," said Mouse, clearing his throat, "why don't we go and find out?" "Don't be so silly. We have school," Ember protested, looking at Asparagus for support. "Actually, Mouse," started Asparagus, "that's not such a bad idea. At least then I can prove to you there's no such thing as cursed cathedrals, and this is all some kind of practical joke or something like that." And after some short deliberation, Ember agreed to join her fellow adventurers to go and explore St. Martin's Cathedral. The gang decided that if they quickly popped in on their way to school, they could still make it in for break time and the teachers would barely notice their absence. After what seemed like miles and miles, the adventurers arrived at the tall, rusty gate of St. Martin's without saying a word. Asparagus looked to Ember on his left, nodded, then turned to Mouse on his right, nodded, and put his hand on the orange-tinted metal. He pushed forward, and the gate swung open with no real effort, and the trio trembled through the knee-high grass towards the colossal wooden door of the church. "What now?" asked Ember. I guess we knock?" suggested Mouse. "Right, yes, good idea," Asparagus said, reassuring himself that it was just a cathedral and it wasn't at all cursed. He reached out his hand, trying his best to keep it steady and not show his two best friends that he was incredibly nervous of what might happen next. Knock, knock, knock. No reply. Knock, knock, knock. And on the final knock, the door creaked open, seemingly of its own accord. "I'll go first," said Ember. She had always been the bravest of the group. She stepped inside the church and was frozen still by the freezing cold atmosphere in the air.
"Hello!"
she called out.
"Is anybody in there?"
whispered Mouse from behind Asparagus in the doorway.
"Say hello again," Asparagus urged Ember.
"Hello! Is there anyone in there? We don't mean to cause trouble. We just want to know if..."
Ember cleared her throat.
"We want to know if if the cathedral might be cursed."
As the word curse left her mouth, gusts of wind flooded the room. Pages flew from the ground into the air and all around the place. The sound of thunder attacked the silence and a singular beam of bright white light shot down from the ceiling.
"Cursed?"
A deep,
powerful voice echoed from all four walls of the building.
I'm not cursed. I'm alive.
Oh, sorry to interrupt, and I don't mean to be rude, but who exactly are you? Asked Asparagus, who had made his way inside the church from the doorway, closely followed by a hiding mouse.
I am Saint Martin's, the echoey voice replied. I am the cathedral.
Wait, Asparagus interjected, but you're a building. Buildings can't talk, can they?
I am not just a building, the voice of St. Martin's Cathedral continued. When I was constructed back in 1623, the people of Cheesmouth used wood from trees in an enchanted forest the other side of the River Cheese from this. These trees possess the power to heal, breathe, think, and talk. An agreement was made with the then mayor of Cheesmouth, Artemis Clog, that they would be willing to form part of the cathedral as long as they were looked after.
Artemis Clog? Asked Asparagus. Well, my name is Asparagus Clog. Nice to meet you. But, I guess I was wondering if I must be related.
Ah, Clog! Pleasure to meet you. Artemis was a great man, St. Martin explained. So us trees in the Enchanted Forest agreed to become part of the structure as long as we were well maintained, and, well, as you see, that's not happened.
But what has happened to the other people who have come to the cathedral? Asked Ember, slightly more relaxed at the prospect of talking to such an omnipresent voice now.
I have been trying to warn everyone, but as part of the deal to become a structure, we lost our voices. So I've been borrowing visitors' voices in the hopes that somebody might listen to me.
And what is it you want to say? Asked Mouse, also uncharacteristically calm in his manner.
We just want to be looked after again. If we can be repaired and restored, I promise to return each and everyone's voice that I have borrowed. I think that's fair, said St. Martin's Cathedral.
Yeah, I think you're right, said Asparagus. I'll see what I can do.
And so the adventurers said goodbye to the cathedral and set off to school, their voices intact, to come up with a way to repair the cathedral. Asparagus said that he would ask his dad, Albatross, to get a group of his friends together to start work right away. Albatross agreed and rounded up some merry men to get the job started. A few years passed by until the renovations were completed, but by that time, the cathedral was confident that he was being looked after, and he happily returned the voices of the naughtier children who broke into St. Martin's. So, all's well that ends well then, and most importantly of all, the adventurers could finally claim to have had an actual adventure, the first of many.
Got an idea for a story? Tell us the title at funkidslive.com/storyquest and we could bring your story to life. For a new story each week, make sure you hit subscribe or follow so you don't miss a single episode.
Thanks for listening to The Cursed Cathedral, suggested by me, Rowan.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back. And bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.